Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier, host of FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations. And today we have a very timely topic and a fantastic guest that's joining us on our live line. We're going to be discussing youth and young adults with disabilities and job readiness, as well as the many wonderful programs that are offered by the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities, or as many people call it, MOPED. And our guest today is Ms. Lavonzel Page. Please introduce yourself to our audience.
Thank you. My name is Lavonzel Page, and I do work for the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities. Have been working with this department for several years. As a matter of fact, when this department was created, I was one of the staff persons that began to work with this department. And for the duration of the time, I worked with Employment Services. And now, currently, in the Employment Services Unit, we are working under the auspices of a federal grant called the Social Security Administration's Work Incentives Planning and Assistance Project. And we've held that project since 2001. And it's just such a great project as far as I'm concerned, because when we took a look at what the project was, we realized before, but this project gives us an entity in terms to work with those people out there who are receiving Social Security benefits. So I'm very excited about that. And our office, we're not at City Hall. We're out at our field office, which is at 2102 West Ogden Avenue. And out here is departments that basically work with community. So there are several components out here. But the Employment Services Unit is out here, and I have under my direction two staff persons, and they are specialists, disability specialists, and they are what they call community work incentive coordinators. That's what they are under the auspices of that grant that we run.
Well, what is the address again and the hours that you're open?
So our address here and we share this facility with Senior Services, Family and Support Services, but Senior Services is here as well. But our address is 21 602 West Ogden Avenue, and we are right on the edge of the medical district near Cook County Hospital, near the Jesse Brown VA, and then right down the way from the Chicago Department of Health, 2102 West Ogden Avenue.
Okay. And what's a great telephone number if anyone wants to call the office?
So our number here with the Employment Services is 312-746-5743. That's our general number.
Now, Ms. Page, I want you to back it up just a little bit and tell us about your background. Are you from the Chicago area? Did you go to school in this area before working with the city? And how long have you been with the mayor's office for people with disabilities?
Since its inception, which is 1990. Wow, that's a long time. But yes, I grew up in the area where our field office is where I live. Mm-hmm. I went to Crane High School. I went to Crane Junior College. Everybody knew about Crane. Crane, there's a lot of explosion going on in this particular area. I live in this area. I live about a block and a half from Crane High School and about a block from Crane, Malcolm X, it is called now, City Colleges.
Mm-hmm.
To do my studies at American Conservatory of Music and then finally over to Chicago Musical College, which is a part of Roosevelt University. I discovered that a long time ago that music is great theory. And professionally, the second profession is I am a musician. I am a coach. I am a teacher. I'm a voice coach. I am in the music field. So this music is great theory. I tell a lot of our customers and clients that's what music is great theory. You need to get involved in some type of music. And so that's pretty much my background. Been here, and why am I here for this duration of time? Because I really do enjoy the idea that I really feel that I do work real hard to help individuals improve their quality of life as they're moving through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we created this element for youth and young adults, because I discovered that we need to do that earlier.
Okay.
Work with the youth earlier.
Well, let's explore the activity that's coming up this Saturday, March 24th.
This event is coming up, and we, for years, have called it the Summit. And I kind of changed it around a little bit because I wanted to make sure that people understood youth and young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that age, from age 14 and on through, as they're transitioning out of high school into, you know, college or getting work or getting job training. And then we brought in, we have several program partners with this work that we're doing. And so we chose to do it on a Saturday because we wanted to eliminate as best we could any reason why the youth could not come. We didn't want to interfere with the school schedule.
Mm-hmm.
We did not want to interfere with the proposition that perhaps the parent who would want to come along, and we encourage the parent to become involved. As a matter of fact, we've done that so much until about 6-7 years ago, we created what we call a concerned parent group. And these are parents and representative payees, grandparents, who are in charge of and work with these youth with disabilities, young men and young women. And because we wanted to see, you know, what do we need to do? How can we help you understand what you need to do in the path you need to take to create some independence for those young people, now, particularly those young people that you're receiving Social Security benefits for. And our job is to let them know, look, it's possible for you to work, get job training, get an education while receiving Social Security benefits. And my staff are certified and trained to work with those parents and with those students to help them understand. We do what we call a benefits analysis so that they will have something to walk away with, so that they will have a point of reference as time moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Collaborated with a number. We have about 93 program partners throughout the city of Chicago that do job training and placement, and this includes the Department of Rehabilitation Services, of course, the Social Security Administration, and, of course, many of those agencies out there, the Workforce Center, Chicago Cook Workforce Centers, and working with Chicago City Colleges, and in many instances with Office of Diverse Learners with the Chicago Public School System.
Mm-hmm.
All of that collaboration is, you know, how we work with all the various communities. In this grant that we run, as we faced applying for this grant, we denoted and we put in that grant that there are some various targeted underserved areas in our area. There are two projects in Illinois. And this project here, we call the Work Incentive Planning and Assistance, is the project that works with people who are residents of the city of Chicago. We can only work with them. That's the stipulation of the grant, as it were. And we work in the targeted underserved areas, and we're always concerned about that. We're talking about Lawndale, Englewood, those areas like that, where we know that, you know, we need to get in there and do some work, and working with both community agencies and service providers, churches, whatever the case may be, understand what we need to do with these young adults, especially particularly concerned about the young men with disabilities.
Okay. And you said that this upcoming event for Saturday is targeting what age group? You said youth and young adults. So starting at age
14. Now, listen, we turn no one away because we realize that there's a family connectivity there. Many times when mother can come, want to come, want to bring that, you know, young person, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. But the age that we're looking at is 14, and we're running all the way up to 22, 26. And of course, there are some other projects that we have with people that are adults who are receiving Social Security benefits. But this particular one is geared towards youth and young adults.
Okay.
And usually what we do is we invite our service providers to come in so that they can talk with them about the services that they offer so that they will know that there are supportive services out there in their community that can help them as they strive to improve their quality of life, whether it's get job training, whether it's going to schools at City College you were talking about, and other colleges, Roosevelt University is collaborating with us this
year.
And or whether, you know, you just need to understand how to collaborate with agencies that can help you in creating independence for yourself.
Okay.
So that, and that's the age where we're working with. And this Saturday, we decided, we've done this before, but we've decided that we're going to have a breakout session. We're going to let a group of professional men, young men, older men, work with the young adult men, and we're going to have a group of professional women, and mostly they are our collaborative partners, work with the youth and young adult women. We're going to have a session so that we can talk about what is it, what can we do, how can we help you, what are your goals, what are you looking at, and just wanting to see their input, get their input, so that we'll know how to better serve them when they go back to their various community supplies services.
Now, some of the activities, in addition to the breakout, will include
the activity. It's like, are we having fun? No, we're not. We're gonna have. Early morning, we're gonna have an informal networking session where they'll be having their food. We've ordered breakfast for them, and we do have some students coming from some of the schools who are going to volunteer to help us with this. The kids who are coming who are not necessarily kids with disabilities, but have always volunteered from time to time to come in and work with us. And so that's probably the most fun part. But we're hoping that as we move through our agenda with the breakout sessions and with the presenters, we're going to have presenters. We're having somebody come in from University of Illinois to come in and do a presentation talking about assistive technology and those sorts of things that many people are not aware that there is a mantra for that. There are services out there for that. And then from there, we're going to go into, you know, our breakout sessions. And then we're going to come back and do some more networking. And at the end of the period, once we come back together for our closing session, we're going to have some young people who are going to do musical performances as we move to the end of this particular event.
Great. And some of those breakout sessions, will they include, say, job readiness and how to do a job search and maybe writing skills for resumes?
That's exactly what it is. And keep in mind that One Summer Chicago is going to be coming in and they're going to be working with them on applying jobs online.
Oh.
Coaching them through that process.
Mm-hmm.
We did that last year and it just ended up being a tremendous kind of thing because many of the youth and young adults with disabilities were not really aware of or and parent were not aware, you know, you can apply for these summer jobs as well. So we asked one summer to come in, and she was gracious enough to do that, and they're going to do it again this year, and they will have an opportunity to go in and apply for jobs and see how you do application online, that sort of stuff. So you're going to have that staff in there working with those young people as we move through the day. So it's a really fun field day, but nonetheless, I think it's going to be very worthwhile in terms of what we are able to accomplish with that.
Well, I'm sure that our students and young adults are truly looking forward to this Saturday, March 24th. The time is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the location again will be at
2102 West Ogden Avenue.
Now, what about parking?
Parking is free. The lot is, you know, we have a lot right adjacent to the building, and because it's Saturday, it's open. You don't have to worry about paying for parking.
Okay.
Lot, and, you know, come in. Registration is going to begin at 9 o'clock so that we can begin our program. Many of the people have pre-registered, but if you're not pre-registered, we still invite you to really come in. We'll have volunteers and our colleagues to come in and work with you as we move through the day. So that, you know, come in and get registered and go on in. And then, you know, be prepared to have some breakfast and informal network. You'll get a chance to go and visit all of the service providers that will be here, and they'll explain their services. There will be an introduction at the beginning of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Get a chance to see, and then you can walk around and talk, you know, with those service providers so that you can talk about and understand the services that they are providing.
And we want everyone to know that this is also not just free parking, but a free event.
It definitely is. Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities, this is Chicago. No charges for it, and that is a very important point to make. No, there are no charges for that. The charge is that you charge right on in so that we can provide you with information and services that are sorely needed out there in the community.
Okay. And we also want to remind the youth that they can complete a job application online the very same day, on spot, and also apply for summer internship opportunities as well.
Actually, and our service provider, One Summer Chicago, will be able to explain all of that. You'll be able to understand that. It was such a success the last time we did it, and it was just so interesting. It was so funny because some of the kids that applied, we, you know, took photographs of them as they were going through that application process, and when we did our next flyer, we put them on the flyer, and they said, wow! That flyer was being circulated, and of course, it goes up to our federal grant providers so that they can see the work that we're doing, you know, with young people who are receiving Social Security benefits. Many of the young people don't realize that the representative payee, the guardian, the parent are receiving benefits for them. And that's one thing we do express in with our concerned parent group. Let them know what's going on and know that at age 18 there was a change. And you need to take a look at that so that those benefits will not go away. And we explain that. My staff will be on hand to explain how that works.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the adults, you said you have a parent group and an adult group there as well?
Yeah, we have a concerned parent group, and the manager of the concerned parent group is Mr. Carl Gillespie, and he is a retired Social Security employee, and he will be there, and then we have the concerned parent group people who are a part of that. We meet the second Tuesday of each month. Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock here at this facility. And we're looking, you know, we've always looked for those parents who are parents of those youth with disabilities, and not necessarily. If you have a concern and interest in working with parents and helping with this whole situation in terms of youth with disabilities and improving quality of life and that sort of thing, we welcome you to join.
Okay. Well, we want to get in an announcement of something that's happening right here at the Chicago Lighthouse that the youth may be very interested in, as well as everyone else. The Chicago Lighthouse is hosting a public art display and invites professional and, of course, aspiring artists to participate. They encourage submissions from artists of all cultural backgrounds and ages, and artists with disabilities and artists who do not have a disability. And what's going on is Lighthouses on the Meg Mile is a public art display celebrating access and inclusion for people with disabilities. So it will involve decorating an actual beacon lighthouse that's 6 feet tall by 30 feet diameter, and you will have that full surface all around to come up with a concept that helps people recognize the role access and inclusion plays in the achievements of people with disabilities. We encourage Chicago area employers and community members to lead the way with opportunities for people with disabilities. And we want everyone to feel empowered and support the lives of people with disabilities. So this is going to be an exhibition on the Magnificent Mile. It will run from June 19th to August the 11th. So we encourage anyone who's interested to go to the website www.lighthousesonmagmile.com. You can fill out an application online or just download the information and bring it in here to the Lighthouse if you're interested. It's 1850 West Roosevelt Road. You could email callforartists@chicagolighthouse.org, or you can call the telephone number 312-447-3255. Ask for Jessica Grant, and she can give you further information on how to apply. And the deadline originally was yesterday, March 19th. It has been extended to April the 9th, so it gives everyone plenty time to get their applications in, and we look forward to you participating. And of course, the exhibition leads up to a very important activity that is sponsored by the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities called Access Chicago, and Ms. Page can tell us more about that.
That event is coming up, Chicago Premier Exposition. It's coming up Thursday, July 19th, and it's going to be from 9 to 4, and that's going to be at Navy Pier. And it's open, it's free, and open to the public. And you can, if you're interested in exhibiting or any of that, you can call our office. But it's Navy Pier. It's going to, Navy Pier is 600 East Grand Avenue, and it's going to be in Festival Hall B. Mm-hmm. And now, if you need further information, you certainly can call our office, and we will be happy to give you more information. Or you can go out there and register online.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the MOPD and Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities website and follow the prompt in terms of applying.
Okay. Well, Ms. Page, your office does such wonderful work year-round. Can you tell us, well, just share with our audience some of the activities and opportunities that the Mayor's Office for People with Disability provides.
Well, there are several offices. Some of the services that we are providing, information and referral, and generally that's done out here at our field office, assistance with identifying and accessing online resources. There are a number of things. We have what we call independent living, and that's the homemaking services, home-delivered meals, needs assessment, simple in-home adaptive devices, and monthly independent living workshops. Then we have the employment services, and we talked about that, readiness support, referral to job training and placement agencies. We don't actually train and place folks, but we certainly do have those 93 partners out there that we refer guys to when we find out what the essence is of in terms of what they want for employment, benefits counseling, SSI, SSDI, and that's for people who are seeking employment. Then there's a training unit, and it's disability awareness, etiquette, and independent living skills, communication access, and disability rights, laws, and codes. Architectural services, home modification programs, and the youth program, which is a substance abuse preventive program for deaf and hard of hearing, and so forth and so on. So those are just some of the services that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you know, one of those services is accessible housing. Could you tell us what is the connection between the mayor's office and that program?
Well, here is what we have: a staff person who is responsible for that, and then we have a staff person modification that makes a living environment accessible for individuals with mobility disabilities under the age of 60. Mm-hmm. Modifications can include lowering kitchen counters and cabinets, roll-in showers, exterior ramps, vertical platform lifts, and interior lifts, and some other kinds of things as well. So those are kinds of things that home modifications provide.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about for transportation and parking? What can you refer everyone to for that?
It depends on what you mean in terms of transportation and parking. Because, if you're talking about what happens here, then I think I explained that, you know. But as far as transportation is concerned, there are some providers out there that, there's PACE out there, those sorts of things. And as a matter of fact, PACE is one of the sponsors for this event that's coming up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that kind of service, we're reaching out to our collaborative partners to help us do that kind of service.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about volunteers? You mentioned that you do have some youth coming in this Saturday from the schools. Do you need volunteers on a regular basis?
Well, there is what we call the internship program, and that is handled through our office down at City Hall. Volunteers periodically there are, especially if we're doing special programs. But let's just say when we talk about Access Chicago, they are always in need of volunteers to work with us on that day, because Festival Hall B, that's a huge place.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is interested in volunteering for Access Chicago, you know, you can call in for that and get signed up and registered to volunteer for Access Chicago.
Okay, that would be great. And we just have a minute or so left. What else would you like to share with us about what's going on there through the mayor's office for people with disabilities?
So one of the things that, you know, as I walk through our corridor here and just pay attention to, it's very interesting, but I'm noticing even more. I just want to say this for those people who have, and many of us do, and many of us are not identified, but you should not be apprehensive about reaching out for services that can help you improve your quality of life. I don't know how much I can say that. We have, you know, just great staff here in our office and even downtown. And, you know, our job is to, what it is here, working to make Chicago the most accessible city in the nation. That's our mantra. That's our motto. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, I understand people are apprehensive about getting, or even saying that, you know, I have a disability. But, you know, reach out to this department because that's why we are here. And we won't know what additional services we need to reach out and try to implement if you don't come to us with, your need. So we invite you, I speak for all of the department, we invite you to reach out to us for services. And if it's a service that we do not provide, believe me, we have connectivity in the city and across the state to support you in your needs to improve your quality of life.
Chicagoland, we are speaking with LaVonzelle Page, Program Director and Director of Employment Services Unit for the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities. We truly appreciate all the wonderful information that you've shared with our office. Please give us that address and telephone number again.
We are at 2102 West Ogden Avenue, and our phone number 312-746-57. Our number directly is 5743.
Okay. Chicagoland, always remember that the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, is here to help build communities and strengthen nations through promoting exemplary public service and volunteerism. Please join us next week on the same station for what promises to be an excellent program of lively conversation. Peace and blessings to you and your loved ones. And again, thank you so very much, Ms. LaVonzelle Page, for joining us today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye.